Asif's mouth moved wordlessly. He began to say something and stopped. "What do you think you're doing?" he finally said. "Please stop," Sohrab said, fresh tears pooling in his green eyes, mixing with mascara.
"Put it down, Hazora," Asif said. "Put it down, or what I'm doing to him will be a gentle ear-twisting compared to what I'll do to you."
The tears broke free. Sohrab shook his head.
"Please, Aga," he said. "Stop. Put it down.
Don't hurt him anymore.
Put it down.
Please.
Put it down.
Bas.
Put it down."
Asif let go of my throat and lunged at Sohrab. The slingshot made a sound when Sohrab released the cup. Then Asif was screaming. He put his hand where his left eye had been just a moment ago. Blood oozed between his fingers. Blood and something else. Something white and gel-like. That's called vitreous fluid, I thought with clarity. I've read that somewhere. Vitreous fluid. Asif rolled on the carpet, rolled side to side, shrieking, his hand still cupped over the bloody socket.
"Let's go," Sohrab said.
He took my hand, helped me to my feet. Every inch of my battered body wailed with pain. Behind us, Asif kept shrieking,
"Out! Get it out!"
Teetering, I opened the door. The guards' eyes widened when they saw me, and I wondered what I looked like. My stomach hurt with each breath. One of the guards said something in Pashto, and then they blew past us, running into the room where Asif was still screaming,
"Out!"
"Bia," Sohrab said, pulling my hand. "Let's go." I stumbled down the hallway, Sohrab's hand in mine. I took a final look over my shoulder. The guards were huddled over Asif, doing something to his face. Then I understood. The brass ball was still stuck in his empty eye socket. The whole world rocking up and down, swooping side to side, I hobbled down the steps, leaning on Sohrab. From above, Asif's screams went on, the cries of a wounded animal. We made it outside, into daylight, my arm around Sohrab's shoulder, and I saw Farid running toward us.
"Bismillah, Bismillah," he said,
eyes bulging at the sight of me. He slung my arm around his shoulder and lifted me. Carried me to the truck, running. I think I screamed. I watched the way his sandals pounded the pavement, slapped his black calloused heels. It hurt to breathe. Then I was looking up at the roof of the Land Cruiser in the back seat, the upholstery beige and ripped, listening to the ding, ding, ding signaling an open door. Running footsteps around the truck. Farid and Sohrab exchanging quick words. The truck's door slammed shut and the engine roared to life. The car jerked forward and I felt a tiny hand on my forehead. I heard voices on the street, some shouting, and saw trees blurring past in the window. Sohrab was sobbing. Farid was still repeating, "Bismillah, Bismillah." It was about then that I passed out.